At Mitchell's request, his body has been donated to Wayne State University for medical research. Dude, I want to donate my body to, like, a university that doesn't do medical stuff.
This is Wasted Information! Wasted Information!
This is Wasted Information. I'm Jimmy.
God damn it.
This is Wasted Information. I'm Jimmy.
Brandon.
What are we drinking, Brandon?
So listen, we talked about this a little bit in the happy hour. We're doing things a little bit differently this week. Not only is this our new format for the show, where we release the happy hour of 1 week, the real deal the next, but this week, we're doing something different, where instead of Jimmy drinking one beer, I'm drinking a different beer. We're drinking the same three beers because we have a friend in Iowa who brought us a six-pack of different beers. So we're going to be talking about three different beers. We've each tasted them, each taken our notes. At least I took notes. I don't know if Jimmy took notes.
I did not.
We're going to hope Jimmy remembers what he drank. And let's talk about him. So the first beer we drank was from Lion Bridge Brewing Company. It was, I almost said Yard Sard. It's the Yard Sale India Pale Ale. On the can, it says citrus, pine, and punchy. It's actually a pretty cool design. They have a sticker across the can. Pretty clever little design on there. It's from Cedar Rapids, Iowa. And this is, I don't have an ABV. That's okay. They're apparently like, Lion Bridge Brewing Company's slogan is Catalyst to Conversation and Community.
Ooh. ABV 6.7.
Okay. What else you got about the beer?
Juicy flavor and a pungent, tangy nose of citrus and tropical fruit. A nice, clean bitterness paired with a slight alcohol heat and a dry finish makes this an exceptionally easy drinking brew.
I agree with the easy drinking. Like, my notes, it was very light.
That's why I don't have any notes on it particularly, because I just went through it quickly, which in my eyes is a good thing for a beer.
Yeah, it was a very light beer. Not like light as in like Bud Light, Miller Light, but like for an IPA, it was a very drinkable beer.
Yes.
It was not too hoppy. I don't know. The front that says citrus, pine, punchy. I don't get the pine. I don't know where that's coming from, but
I kind of did. Like I got a little bit of like...
Oh. Well, what the fuck do I know?
Well, because we drank it out of a can, so it's like,
yeah,
not pine, like directly, like licking an air freshener, or like eating pine needles,
but citrusy for sure. It was definitely fruity. I get the
and,
citrus.
And the way of like an IPA has more of a bitter, is more of like a pine sort of bitterness than just like a regular like hoppy bitterness, which okay. I enjoyed.
I'll take that.
So it's pretty good.
The second one we drank was Zoinks. It's a juicy session IPA from Iowa Brewing Co. And Iowa Brewing Co. is also in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. So this one, it's an independent brewery. The only thing I have on the can, I mean, it's a... So they're also a sticker label on the can. Their sticker is a old time... What's it called? The scuba diver with the like tank thing over its head.
Yeah, it's in like the beginning, like the opening credits to Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
It's like the old diver's mask and suit with like seaweed on it.
Seaweed
him.
All over him. Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
Then on half of it's got like the circle, like the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Like,
yeah, the orange and blue hypnotic circle type thing. This one is 4.5% ABV. Other than that, the only thing on the can is keep cool, drink fresh, party on. So the one thing I called out before Jimmy gets into the description of this beer, Iowa Brewing Co., their logo, so they have a hops eagle, which is an eagle with the main...
Just looked at it.
The main body is a hop, and I believe this eagle, the wings are wheat, but immediately the first time I saw this logo, no, it reminded me of Braxton, which I've had on here before. So Braxton Brewing Co. from Kentucky also has a hop eagle. It's a classic German eagle.
German came to mind for me.
Yeah.
But not exactly what you're going for.
It's a modern German eagle, not a...
In the same way, a certain president came out with, like, America shirts that very much so resembled a different sort of eagle on a different sort of flag. But anyway, this one is 4.5 ABV. It's, like, written in Shaggy's voice.
We'll read it for us.
I can't do a Shaggy impression. Whoa, it's like totally juicy session IPA with like loads of mosaic hops and some citra too to like bring up the background. This double dry hopped beer is like great for days just hanging out with your best buds and doggy bud too.
I will tell you this, it was probably my least favorite of the three we drank tonight. Yes. It's okay.
What is it's a very juicy session IPA supposed to mean?
So usually your session anything, like your session IPAs, they're lower ABV. So they're made to drink. You can drink more of them without getting any effects, without being drunk and or hungover, supposedly. The session beers are longer.
That's not the word I was really questioning, though.
Oh, what were you questioning?
The juicy part.
Oh, juicy? I don't know. Citrusy? I don't know.
I give it this. It definitely, like, it tasted like it was an IPA trying to be a sour, sort
of. Oh, I didn't get the sour out of it.
I definitely got citrus out of it. But it was very, I finished it. It was, if I ordered that,
it was fine.
I wouldn't be mad at if I ordered that at a bar. It's not my favorite, but.
So the last beer we're drinking is Exile Brewing Co. Dankalope American IPA. It is an ale brewed with Simcoe, Chinook, and Mosaic hops, 6.8% ABV. It's independent, self-reliant, free-spirited. Dankalope rides on his own terms. Sorry, it was really small. I was trying to read it. I like the design of their stuff. It's pretty cool. They're from, like I said, Exile Brewing Co., Des Moines, Iowa, 50309. It's their zip code if you want to send them a letter. A free spirit, they say, that's the life of our IPA. Seems the road less traveled is this dank drifter's way. It's a hophead dankalope.
Well, it's a jackalope with a hop for a head. But then it's also got jeans, a leather vest, sunglasses, and a handlebar mustache. And it's riding a motorcycle in the desert.
Dankalope. By far the best of the three beers we've had.
Website we've had all night. Description has everything you said. And then our dank American IPA is brewed with Mosaic, Simcoe, and Chinook hop.
I said that.
That add a beautiful dank character of pine and citrus.
Why does everyone say there's pine in it? I don't get pine out of anything.
When's the last time you ate pine to have a reference?
Fucking chewed on a pine cone? It's been years. I don't know.
I like it.
It is by far the best beer we've had all night. If you rank them in order, I think we have the both have the same ranking.
Well, right? Yeah.
Exile, Dankalope, Lion Bridge, Yardsard, and then Iowa Brewing Co. Zoinks is the worst.
I'm leaving it in. If anyone listens to this podcast, they're going to play that back as like, did he say Yardsard? He sure did. But I'm not going to add any explanation to why you said Yardsard on purpose. That's just going to think you said it wrong.
So we've talked about before, like if we ever team up with someone to make our own beers, mine is going to be called Yardsard. Yardsard. I never knew what mine was going to be called until now.
So anyway, so what are we talking about today? Sports, competitiveness?
Holy Christ. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, so we stopped talking. We were in the news and we were talking a little bit about sports. I started thinking about like me playing sports and you playing sports. And things that were happening in sports. So other than like UEFA Euro Cup right now, which y'all should be watching. the biggest things going on in sports right now, the biggest in tennis anyway, some people have just like quit. Like Naomi Osaka, who's the world number two right now in women's tennis, she withdrew from Wimbledon recently.
Oh no, why?
She said that she wanted to take some personal time with friends and family.
Okay. Good for her.
Was it the French Open recently that she refused to just like, she refused to take like press inquiries the first day, and then like eventually she withdrew. They were going to fine her or whatever, and she withdrew because she didn't want to talk to the press, citing like mental health concerns. But she does plan to come back for the Olympics, Tokyo Olympics, which I believe she's a Japanese national. So I could see that, you know, some pride. There's some other mental health things going on. So like Rafa Nadal also withdrew from Wimbledon. He's also going to skip the Tokyo Olympics. So his is not necessarily as much mental health things. He said he's, quote, listening to his body and he just needs to take a break. Also, Rafael Nadal's old. He's, fuck, how old is Rafael Nadal?
35.
That's old. It's 5 years older than, but wait, 4 years, almost 4 years. I'm almost 31. Shit. So also you see the same thing going on like the NBA though right now. So like we're getting into the NBA like finals, right? And LeBron recently tweeted about this, like there's 7 or 8 all-star players who are out right now because of injury. And it's because they're being pushed too hard and they're not listening to what their body's saying because fucking one, either they're going to lose out on sponsorship money or team money or like, they think they have to do it. And to give him credit, LeBron warned about this early on when they were changing shit because of COVID. He's like, nah, it's going to be too hard on people's bodies. Like, it's not going to work. He was kind of right. It's the thing we've been seeing. I've seen this shit in high school. So we had our cross country coach. He was a decent coach as far as giving direction about running, you know, is concerned. He was a decent guy. He coached some really good teams from some mediocre runners. He taught us how to run pretty well. He pushed a lot of the guys really, really tough. So I remember my senior year, there was shit where a lot of the guys should have listened to their body. And before halfway through the season, like started getting shin splints and like we had like fractured like legs and ankles and shit because we weren't being trained correctly.
Well, we had a guy we've talked about before on here that actually listens to the podcast sometimes.
Yeah.
He had the time. He was, from what I remember,
one of our best runners.
Yeah. I don't remember what year that was. That might have been like sophomore or junior year. It wasn't senior year because senior year is where him and the other one were killing
it. Yeah.
But something happened where like his leg broke. Like his muscle, yeah. Like broke his leg.
Yep.
And he like blacked out and ran straight into a pole. So sports.
We're talking about something, right? Jesus Christ. What were we talking about? You played sports too, right? Like
I played football for 2 years, like freshman and sophomore year.
Wait, did you play sports like when you were younger, like before high school?
Competitive sports. I
played non-competitive sports?
Like, or? I didn't play competitively. Like, I played sports like with my friends. I was never on a team. Oh. It was literally like between, like when I was in eighth grade, I was at some like festival, whatever, in South Bend. Mm-hmm. And I recognized.
Was it the Serb Fest?
I don't think so.
You see festival too at the end.
Well, there's the Serb Fest and there's the Blueberry Festival. It's one of the like October or one of the fall ones. But I recognized a guy that I knew from middle school. And then his dad happened to be there. I was like, oh, you know him? I was like, oh, yeah, I knew him from school. And he's like, oh, well, I'm the football coach. He's like, he plays football. And like, or he's one of the football coaches, rather.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, you should try out for football. You should play football. And all this, like, you seem like whatever. He convinced me that I could play football. wasn't very good.
So like, I'm actually, I mean, maybe you had, this is gonna sound, you had friends in school.
Yeah.
I was always the weird kid. We talked about this before, but I was always the weird kid. We're like, wait,
going up to popular kids and saluting them at
it. That was kindergarten. But yeah. So like kindergarten through third grade, I didn't have a lot of friends. Like I had a couple that I would invite over, but not like a whole lot of friends. I feel like, and we talked about this before as well, like part of it was because I lived behind the school.
Yeah.
I didn't have like the bus route. Like I didn't take the bus with kids to go to school. I didn't like walk to the bus, like stop. I didn't have kids in my neighborhood. I fucking literally I could from my bedroom window could see the damn school. So I don't know. Kindergarten through third grade, it was kind of fucking awkward. So fourth grade, I ended up going to a different school, fourth through sixth grade. And immediately I was like, no, I'm going to do whatever it takes. Like I got no fucking kids here. And it didn't help that this school was across the district. I was getting shipped there for a special program, which we've also talked about in another episode. I was gifted.
Ooh.
Quote, gifted. I didn't have magic or anything. That would have been much cooler. But they shipped me across the district. So there wasn't like really anyone on my bus. They would pick up kids and drop them off along the way. And I was one of like two people left on the bus by the time they got to my school. It was way out in the middle of fucking nowhere. So I did whatever I could out there. I was like, I'm going to know the sixth graders in my class. I'm going to pretend like I'm like them. What are they doing? They're playing basketball. They're running cross country. Like, fuck it. I'm doing that. So that's why I tried out for the basketball team. It was a no-cut basketball team. I'm pretty sure I got cut. to be fair, it wasn't even like, oh, like the little white guy got cut. No, we were in the fucking country. It was all white guys. We had like the token black kid in our class. Like that, it was bad. It was not diverse at all. So cross country was my sport, mostly because they couldn't cut you in cross country. It was like, hey, go run around this field. So I did that for a while. I was okay at it actually. So I kept doing that for a couple of years. And then I also, when cross country was it, I played football in middle school or after this. Yeah. So like, going into out of elementary school is when I ran cross country. Going into middle school, I was like, you know what? I'm going to play football instead. Like the cool guys I actually did become friends with, they're playing football now, seventh and eighth grade. I'm going to do that. So seventh grade, I weighed about 95 pounds. And I wore glasses at the time. No contacts yet. So at the time, this is back in the day, your only option was to wear these big old fucking black goggles when you were playing. Like prescription goggles essentially was not the coolest thing. Me and like, I hate to say it, because like I went to an academy for middle school. We were all nerds, but me and like the nerd were the only ones who wore these goggles. Yeah. On the team. And I was like, all right, I didn't like wearing them. I also couldn't just wear my glasses because I'm at the time I was almost legally blind. I was not good at football, but I played for 2 years. Like one of my biggest memories, like eighth grade, one of my best friends, his dad was at like, not best, like one of my really good friends in school. His dad was the assistant coach, and him and I were lined up, and this guy probably had about at least 50 pounds on me, but we're lined up doing, what's the drill where you just run fucking at each other in the circle?
A gladiator drill?
Sure, we'll go with that. So we were friends. He didn't want to hurt me because he knew he fucking could, because he had the size on me. So he'd kind of like, instead of trying to run through me, he'd like juke around me like with the ball, and I'd like try and hit him. You know, like his dad was like, no, do it again. No, do it again. We went fucking, so by the third time he's like, all right, he's like, I'm sorry. He just fucking plowed me up. I stuck him pretty good the first time. His dad was like, do it again. And he just fucking, we went at each other four times. And the dude just fucking eventually just ran me over. And I was like, gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
I'm never gonna be blocking someone your size, but.
Oh, hey. I played football with him in high school.
You did. So imagine him and he was about that big in eighth grade as he was in high school. I was a very small person. Yeah. Still. He's fucking ran me over.
We wasn't even that big.
He wasn't that big. But yeah, dude.
Fucking so we're about just... the same size, like sophomore. That's it, sophomore year. The four linebackers, we were all about the same, like height and weight. We're all around like 5'10", 170. But I was put as a linebacker because I had that issue of getting hurt during the season, but not playing football. Like freshman year near the end, I got a stress fracture in my foot. After that, over the summer, I fell off my roof and fucked up my shoulder for a bit. So I missed summer like camp where you...
Yo, didn't your family... Didn't you know better? You're not supposed to fall off roofs.
You're not supposed to. I didn't mean to.
Didn't your dad teach you better?
Didn't mean to, but...
You gotta not fall off roofs.
For those who don't know, Brandon is making a joke about my dad who got paralyzed by falling off a roof.
You're not supposed to do that.
I could tell him that you're making fun of him.
Hey, Pops.
Someone was like fucking running upstairs.
That's a sign.
It wouldn't have been him. He wouldn't be, how'd he get upstairs? Wouldn't be running.
He's got legs. He's fine now.
Anyway, so I fell off my roof.
He's got legs again.
Okay. Fucking 2 days away from Father's Day. Bringing up my dead dad, how he was crippled.
We all love your pops.
Right? Anyway, so I fell off my roof, and I missed like the week of like, it was like the summer training camp, where if you wanted to play a new position, that's where you learned a new position. And I was undersized. So looking at me now, I am a large individual. You'd say, judging by my shirt size, I'm a 2XL individual.
You're two extra sizes over a normal person.
Yeah. Well, I'm like 5'11", like around 300 pounds. People see me all the time and they're like, and since I've lifted since then, I've got big arms. Yeah. People see me, they're like, oh, you're a big son of a bitch. I bet you played football. And I'm like, I did. Like, oh, I bet you were a lot. Like, were you a lineman? It's like, I was. But I wasn't this big playing football in high school. Freshman year, I was an offensive and defensive tackle. I was 5'6", 140 pounds at the beginning of the season. And I was a fucking tackle. Shouldn't be that. And I was decent compared to the other players. We had a lot of bigger guys that sucked at blocking, but just got put there because they were bigger. I could actually block. I was just undersized.
I'm going to interrupt you. So, like, you saying you're undersized. I was vastly undersized for every position. I was a cornerback and a backup wide receiver. Still very small person for that. But, like, I feel like that's what really beat the, like, competitive spirit in me. Like, I was never like, oh, I need to be the best at a sport or anything. But, like, fucking football was the one thing where they just yelled at you if you weren't good.
Oh, yeah.
So I had to do better. I mean, I know they were just coaching, but, like, it didn't matter. You had to be better.
No, I had that specific instance once with a specific coach that everyone hated. Looked like if Mario didn't, like, do anything but plumbing, was just, like, an actual plumber forever, and also had a gold tooth. It's kind of what this dude looked like. Yeah, he was just an asshole. Like, none of the other coaches were a piece of shit like him. He was only the linebacker coach. Yeah. But so what happened in my timeline, my shoulder was hurt, so I didn't go to, like, the training camp over the summer. It was just a week. So I was out for, like, a week and some change. Or it was a few weeks into the school year. When you do that, I was going to be a defensive end. I was like, oh, I'll switch to end. Yeah. Since I'd gotten a little bit bigger by then. I was like 5'10", like 170 sophomore year. So I put on a little weight. I got taller.
Literally like a little bit bigger than me now.
Yeah. Still got some weight on you. So I was going to switch to defensive end. That's what I like put on my sheet, which is just a defensive tackle, just smaller and quicker to the side. We get there. Well, I come back to practice. They usually go, Varsity, go to your offense positions. JV, go to your defense. And when you're a lineman, you just go to the same group every time. Because offensive, defensive linemen always train together. So I'm over there, like I'm still in like a sling, so I can't practice, but I'm still showing up. Eventually, the linebacker coach is like, Robukowski, what are you doing? It's like, what happened? I told him I had like whatever tear in my shoulder, can't practice. He's like, oh, well, come over here and run like bird dog running back routes for us, for the linemen or linebackers. Bird dog, for those who don't know, is like half speed. So basically hold the ball and walk the like route, walk what a dive would be or a halfback toss kind of thing. But that's where it got to me the one time he was this was freshman year, I think. He had me doing that, but he was trying to get me to run an option. I didn't know what an option was at the time, and he didn't explain to me what an option. He's like, line up here. He's like, run the option. And then I was like, I don't know. And then he's like, just go. And they said, hike. Quarterback turns. He's like, I don't know what I'm doing. And then he like grabbed me and like screamed in my face. It's like, do you know what the fucking option is? Like, I don't. Like, no one explained it to me. I'm a fucking lineman. I know on gap backer or gap on backer. That's the only six things I know, or only two things I know in this sport is block. And so he had to teach me how to do a fucking option, but he like screamed in my face because I didn't know. I was like, I'm not a running back. I don't know this position. So he had me like doing drills for the linebacker since I was hurt and couldn't practice, like be useful somewhere.
I ran into the exact same thing. So like I wanted to be a corner. I wanted to be on defense. I wanted to be a cornerback. That was my thing. And like every now and then I was a back wide receiver.
Also to cut off, in our size of a school, everyone played both positions. Like nobody, we didn't have enough people. Like everyone had to play an offense and defensive position.
So yeah, the couple of like, I was a backup wide receiver as well. And then I was numbered as a wide receiver, which is weird. Every now and then during practice, he'd throw me in as like a running back. And I was like, I don't fucking know these routes. Like, you're just saying, I was like, you better not be handing it to me because it's not going in the right spot. If I, like, I would tell the quarterback was like, both the quarterback and the backup were both like good friends of mine. And I'd be like, you just better not fucking be going to me. Or I'd look at him, like he'd call it out, like whatever the call was, and I'd be like, where do I go? What slot do I go in? I was like, when I was a wide receiver, it was fine. But like, I didn't play very often either. But like,
me either.
It was fine. I was fine with that. I got super competitive though because of that. But then when I got to cross country, it was like, oh, just run. Just do your best.
Yeah.
And now I look back at it and I was like, I could have done so much better, but I was a lazy asshole and I didn't care.
Yep.
And then I think about it and I go, oh, it didn't matter. So
yeah,
in the end, but now I look back at it and I'm like, I get competitive about weird shit now. Like we'll be at like bar trivia with friends and I'll get competitive. Or like playing yard, like cornhole.
I'd say before we get too far away from that, finishing my football history, when I was doing like the bird dog drills with the linebackers, once I was cleared to play, they called JV defense. So I was like, okay, going with linebackers. And I hear Robukowski. I turn around. He's like, where are you going? I was like, I can practice now. I'm dressed. He's like, get over here. I'm like, what? And then pulled me over. It's like, I guess I'm a linebacker now. Like he just had me running linebacker drills. I was like, I guess I'm a linebacker. And then quickly found out, I was like, I'm fucking terrible at linebacker. Like I'm not nearly fast enough. So what happened? We had four linebackers. I just didn't play. Like we just had three dudes getting the shit kicked out of them all game. And they didn't play me. Cause like I actually had one game. Well, our first game sophomore year, they brought a bunch of freshmen and then they played a bunch of freshmen during the game. And like, I was one of them, but like one of the JV guys that didn't get to play, like didn't get play time because they brought so many freshmen. So some parents called and complained. Both my parents were adamant that they didn't, but I had the coach ask to talk to me after practice like the next week, but then never did. I think he just forgot. we, at the beginning of each game, like we're in the locker room, they're reading off like the starting lineup each week. So they're like quarterback, this person, running back, this person, first wide receiver, sort of. And then they go, it's like offense, like center, be like John, left guard, whoever, left tackle, Robikowski is like, oh shit, I'm starting at left tackle. Awesome. Okay. And then they're going defense. And they're like, or it's like left tackle, Robikowski is like, starting offense and defense? That's weird. And they're like special teams. like I think it was on the kick team. Robikowski, I was like, something's happening. Like,
you want to play, motherfucker? You're going to play.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, that's why I was. And then I got the shit kicked out of me. Or no, I was on the return team. Which, oh. Or no, I was on the kick team because if I was on the return team.
I was also on the kick team.
I don't give a shit. If I was on the return team, I would have left the fucking field. We rarely kicked. So that's the only time I got a break. It's like I was on starting offense and starting, like by halftime, I was like, coach, you got to take me out. I'm so gassed. Like, it's like, I'm doing terrible. Please take me out of here. Like, I can't play anymore. So it'd be like, we'd fumble and it'd be a turnover and I have to stay on the field and switch positions. And then, or we go fucking.
I 100% think it was like, you wanted to see your son play? Fucking watch him play.
That's what fucking happened. And then it was like, we went 3 and out and then we punted. And then we punted. It's like, okay, they get it. And it's like, fuck, now I'm defense. Now I'm still out here. It's like the only time I could get off the field is if we fucking, or if they scored on us, and then I could be off the field for a play, and then I had to get back on. And for like the first half, they kept me in, and I was dying out there, like physically, like I was so exhausted. And I was like, what's happened? Like, and I grilled both parents when I got home. I was like, did you call the coach? Did you call and complain? Because I almost died today, and it's your fault if you did. But then after that, I got stitches in my foot from hitting a downspout while I was riding a bike without shoes, and I couldn't play for a while. Then after that, I wasn't getting real play time, and I was just like, I'm over football. Like, I'm done after this season. Yeah. I'm going to ride the season out.
I ran cross country all through high school. It was very mediocre, and didn't do track my senior year because it was worthless. Yeah.
I'd say competitively, my problem with football, I think, above all else.
Did it teach you to be more competitive? Like, do you notice that you're super competitive now in things? This is my...
Well, to finish my sentence, I'd say football didn't really do it. Because with football as like the team sport, with a lot of people in it, you get a lot of, it's not me, it's someone else caught why we're doing bad. Like, I'm doing my job correctly, but then also having to rely on other people. So, like, I've been, like, decently competitive in sports and stuff my whole life. Just, like, playing games and stuff. Like, when you're younger, cry because you lose sort of shit.
Oh, I've always been a sore fucking loser.
I gotten like, better at
when,
that.
When I was young, I was a sore loser. I don't care nowadays, but like when I was young, man, I was a sore loser.
Yeah, I didn't like losing, but it wasn't till college when I started boxing, when sports-wise, it really like fucking clicked in my head. I was like, everything I'm playing football was the exact opposite of boxing. When I was playing football, I always felt lost. I always felt like I was in the wrong spot. Like, I knew I was bad. Boxing, it's like everything's falling in the right place. Like, when I'm hitting a heavy bag, when I'm doing mitts, stuff like that, even if I'm not that good at the beginning, like, my first class, I was like, this is what I need to be doing. This is what I love doing this. So I kept doing that. I actually found a couple boxing gyms local to me that I'm looking into. Once stuff starts opening up a little bit more.
Are things not open there?
They are, but like stuff like gyms and stuff are like Planet Fitness isn't 24/7 yet. Like some of the places aren't completely open.
Kentucky's
Indiana? Different. Indiana started trying to open shit way too early and then had to regress on it.
Fair.
Like where most, like some businesses still have the mask required sign. I don't know if anyone's enforcing it. Couple, like nothing if I go here. Into a hospital, I'm still wearing a mask, like for
maybe
work.
Maybe a hospital, but nothing else.
Yeah, most places. Sometimes it's just out of habit at this point, but a lot of times I'll, like, it feels weird going into a gas station without one finally, like going into a crowded Speedway. It's like, I just don't want to be around people anymore. Like, yeah, I like being distant. I just want to keep the social distancing for just most of the time. But anyway, so want to get back into the boxing thing. I love doing that. But like I said, just fit, and then knowing you're good at something, like not even like you're not great at anything, but as you're going, you realize like I'm getting this, like this is right. This is, I'm doing this correctly, like sparring with people and like getting it, taking advantage. Well, not taking advantage, but getting the advantage on someone in a sparring stage, realize like, oh, they can't do shit to me right now. Like they can't touch me and I'm hitting them. Just a real good feeling, but that sort of with competitive and then competitiveness, like when you get tagged, you want to tag them back. You got to not do that because that's how you get hurt. I think as I got older, I've matured more with competitiveness in that. Like I'm not as a sore loser as much. I still don't like losing, exactly. Like playing board games. Like it kind of bugs me when I'm loose. Like we played the one board game at your place last weekend. And I couldn't get a fucking turn because people kept having, I was getting so heated, but that was only because people kept having turns that lasted fucking 40 minutes. And then by the next person, then the next person after this day long turn, the next person wins it automatically with two moves. And it's like, it didn't make it to me. I've been sitting here for an hour and I haven't fucking played a card yet. And I got shit I want to do. But I can't do shit because it's not getting to me because everyone's doing too many moves.
Yeah.
But so that was, I was getting frustrated in that because it's like, I didn't even get a chance to play, let alone like be competitive or like getting knocked out first, like really early. It's like, well, fuck, I wanted to play the game. Now I'm just sitting here.
Yeah.
It's not so much a competitive, like I'm trying to win and I'm mad that I didn't win. It was like, I wanted to contribute to the game.
That's fair.
It's like if you're playing like Halo or Call of Duty and you get just massacred, you don't even get a chance to get a shot off and you keep getting killed and you keep spawning in front of people that kill you. It's like, I'd like to have fun playing it, but it's not fun when you only die and nothing happens.
I've come to the, like, when we're doing game nights and stuff with friends, I've gotten to the point where, yeah, I'll get super competitive, but I'm also okay. Like, if we want to play a game that's like, oh, only 2 to 5 people, like I'll sit out.
Oh yeah, I'm fine with that.
I have no problem like sitting out and like coaching other people or like helping other people play, and like, because I feel like I'm not as like invested in it personally, or like I can have much more fun just watching people. Like
I also get in like the competitive coach mindset with that. Like if I'm trying to coach someone and they do the wrong shit, it's like, no, don't do that. Do this instead. Like, but you don't want to be too overbearing on it and ruin their time.
I don't know. I guess it's a maturity thing where I've learned to back out and like and just enjoy it as entertainment.
Yeah.
Because I'll do that at casinos too. Like I'm not necessarily a gambler, but I have no problem going to a casino. I'll play a little bit, but I have no problem watching people gamble all day. Yeah. Like I will go sit at a table with friends like or like a
visual sport as it is.
Yeah.
Like watching someone else lose. You have no stake in it. Like you're watching someone lose money or gain money.
Right. I'll take that any day.
What's the other thing?
Oh, no, like it's weird. Horse racing. I'm not a horse.
Oh, the thing I said I was going to bring up something that happened recently with being competitive and like also like backtracking from my competitiveness and knowing that I'm growing. Is that friend's party, the one that I gave Kermit to.
Oh, yeah.
He loved it, by the way. they had set up a badminton net, which took 45 minutes and like 7 people to figure out how to do it. Cause someone was looking at the instructions, but wasn't like communicating the instructions. So it was a lot of people just kind of like guessing at what to do. Turns out there was like some kind of clip that was on a rope that was kind of not like super visible, but you had to pull the rope out of like the side of the net. They were using it as like an anchor where it was. They didn't realize it came out. But for the whole time, I'm just holding one post up And then that's all I did until they figured it out. After a while, they're playing badminton. And then our friend, he was getting gassed. So he switched out for me. Like, he tagged me in. So I'm playing against a couple people. The guy on my side, not a very athletic guy by any stretch. Nice guy. He's just also not competitive in that he's going to sit there and be like diving for the...
Not a pro badminton player?
No, not like... And that's the thing, I forgot that I was actually good at badminton. I hadn't played in so long. Granted, no one's taking it seriously. No one's keeping score. But in my head, as I'm playing... Just going back and forth, just because people kept switching in and out, so it wasn't like playing for points, like competing.
I'd be like, you get in here. It's 15 to 10.
See, I would have if I really knew anybody there, but these were all his friends, all these not super athletic folk. But anyway,
I should have been there.
You should have, and we would have ruined it for everyone.
Yes.
But we were playing, like, the guy, he is doing okay, but it was like he wasn't going out of his way, running for, and would like whiff at a lot of ones to the point where like I could feel myself like getting annoyed with him for being bad, but having to like catch myself. It's like, dude, it's a party. Everyone's just here having fun. Don't get shitty with it. Like, cause in my head, like, again, going in like different situations, we've talked about that, like your personality. My personality, like on average, is like an 8 or 9 when I'm around friends. Like, got turned down to like a 5 or 6, maybe. Like, turn it down a couple of notches. Yeah. Don't be my full, like, most people here are introverted. So if I'm being myself, it might be a little too overboard for some of them. But like, if I'm sitting here, it's like, bro, can we get someone else in here? Can someone sub in? This guy is trash. Like, I would have put at least a damper on his day. And then the other people were like, oh, why is this guy such a dick?
You don't want to make people feel bad, but like also.
Yeah, it's like, also it's like, bro.
If I'm there, I'm going to have a good time.
It's like, is there a hole in your racket? How are you missing these shots? But we're going back and forth, whatever. Like, then we end up with these two girls playing. They're decent. One is just like cracking it. Whenever she gets it, like, she's like only hitting like 75% of them. But the one she hits, she's like.
How many people were on your team?
It's 2v2.
Oh, okay.
They were on the other side, like the ones we were playing against.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think I said playing with because it was non-competitive in their heads. In mine, this is the fucking championship. But the other girl was like, her thing was she'd do really well until she said it out loud and then she'd miss the next shot.
I'm doing great.
Yeah, but the one... almost hit it into somebody's cup once. That was really good. That would have been awesome. And then someone came out with pie or cheesecake, and we came really close to her cheesecake a few times. Because on their side, there was a line of tables behind them with people sitting, hanging out. So there would have been a lot of stuff that was out, like just at the distance I hit it. But we didn't have any like markers for that. We just like, oh, it landed. If it landed, if you missed it, or if it landed closest to you, you pick it up and hit it back over and then keep it going.
Oh, God, you didn't have it out of bounds?
We did. Like, I knew what stuff was out of bounds. Like, it was clear where it was, but it being that we weren't keeping score, that they weren't keeping score, mentally I was knowing generally where I was.
Yeah, that would have drove me fucking nuts, dude.
So
you and I would have got there and be like, okay, I'm drawing the outline. This is out of bounds. And
they didn't have enough backyard. They had like these straps to mark them that came with the set, but there wasn't enough backyard to mark it all off, like, and have like the tables. But anyway, so we're playing
the tables.
The one, because they didn't have enough backyard. There's people sitting down, but the one girl sat out, and the one girl that was just like slamming the shit out of it when she'd hit it. It was just, well, she switched to my side. Someone else subbed in. So it was our friend's wife and the guy on my team. And then one of them was like, oh, let's do two birdies at the same time, like playing around. But no, that was good because it turned into two separate games because there's a really long net. So it was me and the other girl who turned, as it turns out, was very fucking good. But it was so much of a situation where she's playing around her partner. I was playing around mine. So that was fucking us up. And that's another thing, like trying to be chill. Like I was calling it out. was like, sorry, I'm not trying to be gym class hero here, like while I'm playing. For those who don't know, a gym class hero, specifically like badminton or like volleyball, where there's like several people with a position. You got your like spot that you're supposed to stand in, like your little zone. There was always the guys that took every game too seriously and are just running around the entire court, like hitting every shot, like running in front of people, hitting the shots. So when it finally comes to them and it just drops, he gets mad at them. He's like, why didn't you hit it? It's like, I was expecting you to come hit it. Like every other time it's come to me. So I was like trying to, like, I was running over on his side, hitting stuff because I knew he wasn't going to get to it. But then as I was seeing myself do that, I would like call myself on it just to like not seem like a dick. It's like, nope, I'm just playing. It's just 2-on-1. He's here too. But when it was just 1-on-1, me her, like, I think our best volley on 2v2 was maybe like 6 or 7 hits back. Me and her got like 27 in a row. it was competitive. It wasn't just like having a bunch of like dink. No, we were running around our side, like smacking them, like getting them high, like getting short ones. Stuff was like going out, but we'd still go for it anyway, just for the sport of it. Like, I don't want to drop. But I was like, shit, me and her are the fucking MVPs today playing this. Like, this should have been the game the whole time. But then it also kind of got a little too hot. But I'm actually was planning on going over to his house tomorrow to play badminton.
You didn't invite me?
Nope. But then it's raining. It's going to be raining all night, so he took the net down. So I'm probably still going to hang out. Unless his like yard is dry, it's like, fuck it, we're putting it back up. And we're playing.
Invite me up in 3 weeks. Anyway, you want to wrap this up?
Yeah, we didn't really get to much. we talked about
kind of playing sports and being competitive.
We don't really have any closing thoughts on it, though.
Just, are you competitive?
Yes, definitely. I try to like hide it.
I am in the right situations. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, like I try to be like. I try to start with the best intentions, but sometimes I get competitive and I try, but I'm better at noticing it and trying to stifle it, trying to not ruin anyone's competitiveness is good in a sense, but not when you're ruining other people's good time.
We'll talk about like board games on a separate episode, but I've slowly adapted your board game mentality of just like create chaos.
Oh, that's the other thing we didn't say.
So like, we'll talk about that later.
My idea, like being that I like chaotic shit, I like chaos. Yep. If I'm in a situation early on in a game where I'm like, I'm with way too many competitive people, like I have no chance. I just start playing for myself. Like, I know I'm not winning, but I'm fucking up it for everyone else around me and I'm having my own fun.
We'll do a board game episode soon.
Okay. Let's not say specifically next time because...
No, yeah. Random board games.
We never stick to it. But anyway, right. That was a good talk. This has been Wasted Information. I'm Jimmy.
I'm Brandon.
Thanks for listening. If you like what you heard and want to keep up with the show, make sure to subscribe on Spotify, Google, iTunes, or wherever you go to for podcasts. You can also follow us on Instagram at WastedInfo. Or email us at wastedinfopod@gmail.com. Until next time, this has been Wasted Information.